The next topic is satire, humor, and pathos in Kuli. Anand is a novelist with a purpose. He does not believe in art for the sake of art. For him, art for the sake of life is a more acceptable view. That is why he does not hesitate in using art for propaganda and reform. In his novels, Mulkraj Anand appears as a social reformer at the top. In his novels, he gives a ghastly picture of social injustice, cruelty, economic exploitation, and poverty. He shows men as a victim of social evils as well as economic evils, and thereby evokes sympathies and tears of his readers for those who suffer. In Kuli, there is plenty of pathos. In the words of Professor Nayak, his problem has always been how to preserve the purity of his compassion and yet prevent the springs of his pity from wending their way into a sea of sentimentality. Anand has not always succeeded in doing this. The whole life of Munnu, the hero of Kuli, is pathetic. In the second chapter, pathos springs up when Munnu goes to his uncle Dayaram for food and is beaten and kicked out by his uncle. Munnu cries, "Oh, don't beat me, please don't beat me, uncle. I only want food." Page 61. A pathetic situation is created in the second chapter again when he is beaten with sticks by Babu Nathuram at the alleged misbehavior with his daughter, and Munnu goes on crying, "Forgive me." In the tragic drama of Munnu's life, his Daulatpur stay is a kind of relief. Yet, it too has its own touches of pathos, especially when Maharaj is beaten by Ganpat. Munnu's miserable life in Bombay also evokes pathos. Except for a small interlude with Lakshmi, his whole life in Bombay is a great drama of tragedy, pain and squalor. In Shimla also, he is not happy mainly because of his deteriorating health. The last scene of the novel depicting the death of Munnu is deeply tragic. Like Tagore and Charles Lamb, Anand knows the art of blending pathos with humor. Anand sees the miseries of life realistically, yet he is not able to forget its joys and pleasures. His comic sense has two sides, satire and humor. Other aspects such as irony, fun, and farce are displaced occasionally. He directs his indictment against the evils of society. Indian society is made to suffer by poverty, exploitation, casteism, untouchability, industrialism, and other evils. Anand lashes at them with his pen. He wants to reform society, and satire is the best weapon of a reformer. So Anand uses satire freely. In Kuli, he exposes exploitation. That is why big landlords and capitalists and money lenders are attacked. Anand also attacks religious hypocrisy of the sadhus by showing the ghastly act of a sadhu who took a woman to his room to give her the blessing of a son. Her satire becomes very pungent and bitter. Through Ganpat, Anand satirizes wickedness. The romantic glamour attached to Englishmen in India is also exposed. This can be seen mainly in two places. First, when Nathur Ram invites Mr. England to his house, and secondly, when he portrays Mrs. Mainwaring, whose life is a series of immoral episodes. Coolie Like Untouchable is written in a satirical vein. There are several occasions in the novel when we have robust humor, subtle irony, wit and fun in Coolie. Anand's humor recalls Hardy's rustic humor. For example, we laugh when Hari says to Munnu about the death of the man whose place was empty in Bombay on the footpath that he has attained the release. The tone of his statement is very humorous. Mr. England's visit is also full of humorous touches mingled with satire. There is irony when Dr. Premchand asks Mr. England about the educational system in English universities. Mr. England, in fact, has never been to any university. Chota Babu, in second chapter, is a monument of humor. Even Munnu, who is oppressed with trouble, smiles at the good humor of his master's brother. Anand's humor, when compared to R.K. Narayan's, is rough and without Narayan's intellectualism. Munnu dances like a monkey. It creates fun but not literary humor. Coolie is a blend of various notes, pathetic, tragic, satirical, humorous and ironical, but the two moods which are predominant are satire and pathos. Chota Babu's jollity, Daya Ram's cruelty, Sadhu's cunningness, Munnu's tragedy all create different moods in the novel. The topic satire, humor and pathos in Coolie is over.